Chapter 17.
You followed us from Horrorland?
Robbie cried. Dr. Maniac pushed back his leopard skin cape. He wore red and blue tights and a red and gold top. His gloves and boots were bright yellow. His eyes rolled crazily behind his red mask.
Did you really think you could escape the Keeper?
He cried.
Why are you here?
Robbie demanded.
Why did you follow us?
Because I'm a maniac!
He exclaimed. He tossed back his head and laughed a shrill hyena laugh. Matt took two long strides toward Maniac. Leave us alone! He shouted. Maniac gave Matt a crooked grin.
Which hand do you butter your bread with?
He demanded. Excuse me? Matt squinted at him.
Which hand do you butter your bread with? Your left hand or your right hand?
Dr. Maniac didn't wait for an answer.
That's funny,
he said.
I don't use my hand. I use a butter knife.
Again, he tilted his head back and uttered a long, high laugh.
You're not funny,
Robbie cried angrily.
I created you. I drew you. You're a comic book character that I made up.
I made you up,
Maniac declared.
If I shut my eyes, I can make you disappear.
Tell us how to get out of this park, Matt demanded. Tell us what we have to do.
Can you stand on your head and whistle Dixie with a mouthful of crackers?
Maniac asked. Matt turned to Robbie. He isn't going to help us. Let's get out of here.
Oh, but I am going to help you,
Dr. Maniac said, moving to block the door. The leopard skin cape fluttered in front of him. He pushed it out of his way. He moved to the wall and opened a cabinet door. On the cabinet shelf stood a fear meter. The red line was just above 50.
Tisk tisk,
the supervillain clucked.
Look at that fear climb. You're halfway there. I'll bet all that fright is making you hungry and thirsty. Follow me.
We're not following you. We're leaving, Matt cried. I went to the door with Matt, but we all stopped when we saw the shadow people, at least a dozen of them, floating in the doorway, waiting for us. The room grew icy cold as they moved in, spreading their shadowy arms. They swarmed around us silently. I felt their icy touch on my skin, and then a thick curtain of darkness lowered over me. They were forcing us to move, forcing us to walk, holding us prisoner in their foggy grip. I shivered when the shadows pulled away. We were standing in front of a small diner. Through the window, I could see a long lunch counter with stools lining the front. A gray neon sign flickered over the glass door. The sign read, Shake Shack. The shadow people forced us inside. The door slammed shut behind us. I gazed around. The walls were covered with large posters of hamburgers and milkshakes in tall glasses. Beneath his red mask, Dr. Maniac had a wide grin on his face.
Everyone here?
He shouted.
Okay, enjoy your shakes.
He moved to a lever near the door and pulled it down. I heard a low hum. The hum grew louder. Hey! I felt the floor lift up. No, wait. The whole restaurant was rising. Kids cried out as the walls started to vibrate. The floor shook, gently at first, then harder. The diner tilted hard to the left. Kids stumbled to the wall. Michael and Julie fell to the floor. I struggled to keep my balance, but the room rocked the other way, and then the whole diner started to shake. I screamed and tried to grab on to Luke, but we both fell to the floor. Before we could scramble up, the room tilted sharply, and we tumbled into the wall. I let out a cry as my arm smashed against the solid plaster. Pain shot up my arm, my neck. Kids were shrieking and crying out as the room shook harder. It's like an earthquake, Sabrina cried. She grabbed my shoulder. We tried to balance, but another jolt sent us crashing into Matt and Boone. I turned and saw Dr. Maniac floating calmly above the rattling, vibrating floor.
Nothing like a good shake,
he exclaimed. Then he laughed his ugly, shrill laugh. Ow! I let out another cry as Michael stumbled into me. We both slammed against the wall. "I think I broke my arm," someone wailed. "Stop. I'm so dizzy," Julie yelled. Another hard jolt, up, then down, and we bounced like rubber balls on the floor. My stomach lurched. I felt sick. I pressed my hand over my mouth, tried to force my stomach to stop heaving, and my head slammed against the wall again. I dropped to my knees. My knees bounced hard on the quaking floor. "Stop it! Please! Stop!"
"That's the way the ball bounces,"
Maniac cried. Then he tossed back his head and giggled at the trembling ceiling. "No!" Boone screamed as his head rammed into the wall. He bounced on the floor, eyes shut in pain, holding his head. Shaking against the wall, Abby's knees buckled. She leaned over the floor and puked loudly. I staggered from side to side. Looking up, I saw Maniac's eyes on me. "Oh!" I felt a jolt from his hard stare, and I went flying backward. My head smacked the counter. Pain shot down my body. I saw stars. I actually saw stars. And then everything faded to black.